I'm Paul Lancour with Podtech.net, and I'm here with Ray Wilson right now. Ray is Senior Manager with Bearing Point. Ray, thanks for joining us.
Very happy to be here. Thank you for doing this.
And the topic of discussion today is business intelligence for the IT department. And I'd like to start off by citing first that business intelligence for IT is growing in demand. I'm wondering if you could explain to us exactly why that growth is taking place.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, companies for a number of years now have for a variety of reasons, begun collecting information and managing information within their organizations. They've, on top of the collection of this information, they've also applied a number of analytics, whether it be traditional reporting or very sophisticated analytics like neural net modeling and whatnot that you would typically find for customer segmentation or next product to buy or detecting fraud in a very real-time environment today. Most recently, the need for collecting all this information has really been driven by a number of regulatory requirements, such as Sarbanes-Oxley, OFAC, HIPAA within the health insurance industry, Basel within the financial services banking industry, just to name a few. I mean, the government has come at these organizations saying, look, you need to know certain things about your business. In the case of financial service companies, it's about knowing what their credit exposures are. In order to do that, they've had to collect a vast amount of information, kind of standardize it, put organizations, resources in place, and then analytics on top of it. And as a result, you know, that huge investment in information and analytics has kind of taken place. And so where you see a large concentration on analytics today, it's really in the areas of risk, finance, sales, service, and marketing. And it really hasn't transitioned fully into the IT infrastructure space yet, although there are some rudimentary analytic capabilities out there. Obviously, they have to understand certain things about their infrastructure, but it's not even close to the level of information and analytic capabilities that are now existing in some of these other areas. And what companies really want to do now is they've recognized this gap and they've collected all this information. And now they want to further reap the rewards of the investments that they've made in information to, A, realize new revenue-gaining opportunities and find additional ways to save costs within the organization. And from an IT perspective, what that translates into, you might say, well, you know, how do I get revenue gains off of IT infrastructure and information? Well, from an IT infrastructure perspective, you know, one has certain service level agreements that they have with customer facing systems. You know, the system must be up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for instance. And the performance needs to be optimized such that customers don't get frustrated when they're interfacing with these applications. IT needs to understand how they're measuring up to those service level agreements. And by knowing that they are 100% compliant in meeting those service level agreements, one can assume that they are servicing customers appropriately, therefore customer satisfaction is there, therefore customers will continue to do business with that organization. And that translates into revenue opportunities for that particular organization. So IT plays a very critical role, although very much a behind-the-scenes sort of way, but they do play a role in helping the company realize revenue gains and also cost savings.
So, Ray, if I understand you correctly, what you're saying is there is this the reason for the growth in business intelligence, putting a business intelligence layer in, is both the revenue generating motivations that you've just cited, plus today's regulatory environment has changed dramatically, and so that adds additional requirements. So the IT department is taking on a greater role in a lot of organizations. But as you suggested earlier, it's not business intelligence for IT is penetrating certain markets more than other markets, and it hasn't reached throughout the entire IT space. And I'm wondering if you could explain what some of those impediments are. What is the problem here that's making it so that business intelligence isn't more widely adopted?
Yeah, the problem tends to be multifaceted, and it generally centers around some of the following areas. Is that collecting information needed to understand and manage the IT infrastructure, it's not as straightforward or as cost efficient as some organizations might want it to be. And the reason for that is that IT information today is distributed across many organizations and many disparate information systems within an organization. So there is not a, typically in a large organization, there are many IT groups or other organizations involved with procurement, with servicing of assets within an organization, and these organizations have their own disparate systems. Sometimes it's an Excel spreadsheet, could be a small desktop database system, or it could be a mature asset management system as well. But nonetheless, that these things are sort of isolated to the organization that uses that, and there's not a holistic gathering of all this information, consolidation of this information across the enterprise in order to fully get a picture of how many assets, you know, what does my infrastructure look like, how am I meeting my SLAs as a whole, what's the performance within a particular region, you know, if I've got facilities with server farms in them, you know, how is this server farm at this facility being overutilized, underutilized? It's really hard for them to get that picture because the information is disparate across the enterprise, and joining that data or combining that data, because there are not consistent definitions of that information, or companies often don't realize what information is out there and who's managing it, and they don't know that, A, they can get it, or who to contact to get it if they know it might exist. Other challenges would be that key information on an infrastructure within a company may not even be collected, or it may not be collected on a regular, consistent basis. So if you're trying to do analytics to understand, you know, how are my assets performing today? Are they overutilized, underutilized? They don't get that information because there are informational gaps, or the data is not being collected at all. And when it is collected, it may not be defined consistently. So something like a serial number of an asset or a vendor name or ID code may not be standardized across all these systems. So when you try to understand what's my footprint for this vendor, you know, with all the hardware and software they provide to me within the company, it would be hard to do that because you can't aggregate the data to a vendor level easily because of the different ways a vendor is defined or a server is defined across these different systems. And really what that translates into is that there are multiple systems of record, if you will, for a single set of IT information. So if I want vendor information, I may have four or five different systems I could go to get that information. Which system is the system of record, meaning which one is managed more frequently, has more controls around the information. The information within it is consistent with other systems in the bank, such as, you know, maybe vendor IDs within a procurement system. That's where the system of record for vendor might be, but there's another system that's tracking vendor information. If they're not using the same codes, that system may or may not be the system of record for that particular set of vendor data. And so the challenge today that a lot of companies are having in overcoming all these things is that they've put together a very quick fix architecture, if you will, to kind of support the collection of this data, or they have a very manual, labor-intensive, costly, time-consuming process to get the data, maybe scrub it manually, try to aggregate it to a particular level, like a vendor or a facility, and then see if it works. If it doesn't, go in and manually clean the data again until it eventually gets there. And by the time they get to the point where they can feel comfortable with using this information, the data is either outdated or the opportunity to use that information is now gone. And, you know, therefore the business is kind of wondering if, you know, the cost associated with doing this and the time that it takes and the number of resources, is it really worth IT's efforts to go out and produce some of the insights about the infrastructure to help them better manage it? You know, at the end of the day, they feel like, well, maybe the way we're managing it today is sufficient, and therefore I don't need to make investments in automated processes or other sorts of things like identifying, you know, taking the time to understand what is the system of record for a particular piece of information. They'll just say, you know, we're going to continue with business as usual, as opposed to transforming the IT, the BI capabilities within an IT organization to a much more robust, efficient, and responsive set of capabilities than what they have today.
Well, I wonder if you could tell us what that robust, efficient, and responsive system might look like. What might a business intelligence solution consist of?
So the solution would be, you know, to have a clear understanding of what IT's objectives are for the organization, understanding, you know, what the business model is, you know, what services do I need to provide to the business, how are we going to measure what services I'm providing, who's accountable, what sorts of traceability do I need into these processes that collect the information, creating a service model that aligns with the business. So setting up your infrastructure that's optimized for service delivery and support for a particular business application or need, and then creating audit controls and checkpoints to validate that you are indeed providing the support to the organization that it's requesting of the IT organization. You obviously have to have an architecture in place to collect the data and to analyze it in a very timely and automated way. You should have an architecture that supports information controls as you flow information from systems that collect IT information to eventually putting that information in a repository so that it can be analyzed, whether it's in a report or some sort of a business management dashboard with KPIs in it. You want to make sure that the data is trusted, you know, that the business trusts this information and that they can make decisions off it. And to do that, you would have information controls in place to guarantee that the data coming from the source systems and being placed in these analytic repositories aligns with the quality standards or the business definitions of that set of data that's going in. Otherwise, you end up with what we've said in the industry a long time, garbage in, garbage out, in terms of the information. And you also need to have an organization, a transformational model in place. So my organization produces IT analytics this way today. Going forward, I know that there's a transformational model that needs to occur. There are new processes and architectures and service models that I alluded to before that need to be in place in order to accomplish this. So what's the change management or transformation model that we're going to use to implement this? Other key components to a solution would be around the area of information management, or what we would traditionally think of as data warehousing, business intelligence. So some of this information may be not, you know, like in the case of HR data, if you're trying to look at the number of resources that are assigned to a set of applications or managing a facility with a number of servers in it, that information in terms of cost and performance of those resources, et cetera, is very private, and so you have to worry about information privacy and confidentiality. One would have to take into account the various technologies. You know, how do I want to gather? What tools do I want to use to collect the information? And what repositories do I need to put it into? And what would the structure of that data repository be? And in the data warehousing world, these are often referred to as ETL tools and methods and applications and relational databases and data models that are within those relational environments. All those things have to be tuned to deliver the analytics to the IT organization that they are requiring. So a lot of organizations, believe it or not, don't really know what, you know, their goals and objectives are. Therefore, they don't know what data is appropriate for me to collect and report on. What are my key KPIs that I could use for this program to say that, yep, okay, these KPIs align with these goals, and if I measure these KPIs over time, key performance indicators, by the way, that's what KPIs are, over time, I could see how well I'm tracking to meeting my IT goals and objectives that are aligned with the business. Those are key components. And obviously, you know, some of the reports, you know, what reports are needed, not only just the data is in question for a lot of people, but, you know, how do I report on this information? And what do I do with it once I have it? So a solution for a company that wants to undertake to improve its IT analytic capabilities in order to better manage and service the company, you know, they have to have a set of data. They have to know what data they're looking for. They have to have common definitions of that data across the enterprise. So if data is coming from multiple systems, the definition of that data element should be consistent. And, you know, the reports that it's going into, if you're calculating server utilization, there's a formula that sits underneath that, and that formula needs to be understood and agreed to by all parties that would be consuming the information at the end of the day. We talked about garbage in, garbage out previously. That speaks to basically data quality, and what you need for a BI for IT solution is that you not only need analytics and information, you need a data quality process in place to improve, to understand what the level of data quality is today with the data that I'm collecting, and therefore try and understand what the causes for suboptimal data quality levels might be. So if I have a huge gap in, say, server utilization, I'll use that as an example again, if that particular metric is deemed to be suspect because the quality of data going into that metric is suspect, or because there aren't enough controls, or because it doesn't align with the business definition, or because the data is not being collected, then people are going to not leverage that server utilization number. They're not going to take it to heart, and they're not going to react to it the way they should be. So if a server is overutilized, they might blame it on the data as opposed to the reality that the server actually is overutilized, and therefore not take any action to migrate applications off that server so that the or put more hardware, more CPUs in that server to make it respond to the needs that it's being the demands that are being put on it. So you need data quality is an ongoing iterative process. It involves measuring the data that you, taking a snapshot of the data today, measuring it against the definitions, seeing how well it aligns with it, recognizing what the root causes are, going out to the source systems, and coming up with remediation plans to improve that data quality over time, and communicating the areas of information that have high levels of quality versus areas of that are suboptimal in terms of quality, and yet we are improving over time, and by such and such a date you can rely on this data going forward, to the business consumers or some of the analysts using the information. So it's very much an iterative, ongoing process, and to support that, you also need a data governance organization and policies and procedures. So you need people who are clearly stated as stakeholders in information quality. They clearly understand what their goals and responsibilities are. There's no question in the organization as to who's responsible for cleaning up this data or enforcing these policies. Your data governance organization policies and procedures are out there to make it clear so that nobody points the finger to somebody else, and at the end of the day, these data quality improvements or owning some of the other data issues that might be out there aren't addressed because people believe it's somebody else's job. The final component to the solution for BI for IT would be the analytics. I mentioned previously that companies don't often know what data or metrics they need to go after to effectively manage their IT infrastructures. This is an evolving space. Bearing Point and other vendors are out there. They've come up with solution sets that contain reporting templates, dashboard templates, KPIs to help an organization choose which ones are appropriate for them. And these are all project accelerators, if you will, to help quickly deploy a solution within an organization.
So what would be the first steps? What should an IT organization be doing to deploy a comprehensive business intelligence solution? What would be the first things to do?
Yeah, so if you're an organization thinking about wanting to improve your IT analytic capabilities, some of the first things that you should do within that roadmap, if you will, would be to understand clearly what the goals and objectives would be for the IT organization, and those goals and objectives should be aligned with business goals and objectives as well. One would need to understand what sets of data are available for this BI for IT capability that you're trying to build. Target which of those data sources are your systems of record, and you do that by doing data profiling. And then you try to understand the organizations responsible for managing that set of data, how often it's available, and you would start to work with them in understanding what the data definitions are, maybe closing some of the gaps in terms of data quality and data collection. Those would be some of the first things that I would recommend organizations think about as they start to implement this within their group.
Great. Well, Ray, thank you very much for taking out some time and talking to us today about business intelligence for the IT organization.
It was my pleasure.
Ray Wilson is Senior Manager with Bearing Point.